Before he could shout an order to take her down, a new arrival stepped into the hall. At first, Bill could see little more than a figure silhouetted in the doorway. With Abeloth destroyed, he feared the Sith were coming to their senses and rushing to Talon's aid. But this figure was wearing the sleeveless robe of a fallen Asi adept, and as she strode into the hall, her high cheeks and full-lipped mouth became more obvious. By the time her aquiline nose and gray eyes grew recognizable, Luke could not believe what he was seeing. Callista? The woman smiled, showing a mouthful of sharp teeth, and continued toward him.
You could say that.
The blood in Luke's veins ran cold. Callista had been one of his early loves, a former Jedi Knight who had lost her ability to touch the Force and, discontented, drifted out of his life. The last time he had seen her had been in the Maw, when she had revealed herself to be one of the untold victims whom Abeloth had absorbed into her own being. As the figure drew closer, the mostly healed scars on their previous battle began to grow visible. Burn medallions left by Sith Force lightning, and the pale gash lines left by lightsabers. This Abeloth, Luke realized, was using the same body he and the Sith had fought in the Maw. And yet, the woman Luke had just slain had also been Abeloth. There could be no other explanation for the power she had wielded. They were both Abeloth. Luke began to lose heart. He did not think he had the strength to kill her again. And if he was lucky enough to succeed, how many times would she return? Not wanting to be trapped near the stage pit, he limped toward the front of the hall. How many bodies do you have? He asked.
More than you can kill.
The Callista eyes shone, perhaps in delight at the fear she was causing Luke, and she began to advance.
I promise you that.
As she moved, a ripple ran through her, and she became the hideous, tentacle-armed creature they had fought in the Maw. Tall and vaguely human, with a long cascade of yellow hair and tiny sunken eyes with silver pinpoint pupils. Luke raised a hand, hitting her with a blast of Force energy, whose only effect was to hold her back for half a second as she took her next step. Luke felt a sudden shiver of danger sense and dived away a mere heartbeat ahead of a dancing fork of Force lightning. Realizing that Abeloth's change of form had been an attempt to distract him more than frighten him, he spun to counterattack against Talon. Then Abeloth was on his back. Her tentacles twined about his neck and limbs almost before he felt them. She pulled hard, bending back his limbs until his elbows ached, prying the lightsaber from his hand and squeezing his already injured throat until his vision began to narrow. Talon staggered up, so exhausted and sickened by his condition that he could not be bothered to run. He stepped to Luke's side, and without ceremony or hesitation, pressed the blade emitter of his unignited lightsaber to Luke's flank. But Abeloth spun away, and Talon's blade crackled to life without injuring Luke.
No,
Abeloth said.
First, you must do something for me.
Luke glanced over to find Talon frowning in confusion.
Skywalker has already killed one of your bodies,
the High Lord said.
Are you sure you want to give him a chance at a second?
I want what you offered.
Abeloth started toward the back of the hall, where her other body, Akana, lay at the edge of the glowing stage pit.
I want you to make Luke Skywalker suffer, as we have suffered.
Talon's lavender face transformed from an expression of bewilderment to one of understanding. And he looked toward the front of the hall, where the drone and crack of clashing lightsabers had assumed a new urgency as Vistara attempted to keep Ben from disengaging and going to his father's aid. Luke reached for his son in the Force, urging him to flee. Abeloth's hot breath hissed into his ear.
There is no escape, Luke.
She was speaking in Callista's voice, with an edge so cold and vengeful it made his stomach sink.
Not for you. Not for your son.
Abeloth carried him to the edge of the pit, where Akana's burned and broken body lay, her back grotesquely crushed. Deciding to try again, Luke used the Force to reach into the vault overhead, and Abeloth's tentacles tightened around his throat. He felt himself falling, and in his dream, he heard the roaring clatter of a collapsing roof. But it was only a dream, and he continued to fall. Deeper, deeper, deeper.